Alright, you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for what you're doing in this nation. Father God, you know, your man's darkest hour is always your greatest hour of power, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that tonight you are speaking. You've spoken to me that you are, Lord, I just declare that you are releasing scrolls into every household, every Christian household in this nation. Mm-hmm. That has written on it the instructions from heaven to redeem marriages, to redeem the family dynamics. And Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. I ask that you would, Lord Jesus, as the bridegroom, that you would come down and speak through my voice, speak through my vocal cords, the wisdom from heaven on how to abide by the principles in the Word of God. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
And have a healed family. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, I got up yesterday morning, and actually, the topic that I'm preaching on tonight was rather unexpected. But I got up, the Lord started having me read a book called Set Your Family Free. And it was during the time I was reading this that this was the topic that the Lord said, I want you to preach on this. And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Verses 1 to 7. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. I bring this up, this is a scripture about the qualifications of leaders in the church. But the reason I bring this up, I was thinking yesterday, and, you know, in the religious part, if you will, of the Christian community, or, you know, we like to keep up good appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And those that look at people's marriages, they usually look at them from the outside in, or from well, someone's sister so-and-so comes to church on Wednesday night, or in our case, Tuesday night. Or Sunday morning, and they're always clapping, woohoo, thank you, Lord. You know, they're always in good spirits, or they're always... And what this is saying is that the testimony has to be something from... It's an objective testimony that they know, okay, this person has a solid marriage. This person has a solid family. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32.
Ephesians 5, what?
22 to 32. It says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing, with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Now, when I was preparing this, a good scripture, turn with me to John 15, verses 13 to 16.
John 15, 13 to 16?
Yes. The way I look at a family, it's like, I heard a preacher say one time, the husband is the pastor of the home. And I look at it, it's like, if you look at the church, it's each party gives 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is in marriage. So John 15, 13 to 16. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. And the key verse here is that a friend, there's no greater love than this, than that a friend lays down his life for his friends.
Right.
And that's what Jesus did for us. That's
right.
The ultimate love that he had. He is the bridegroom. First of all, he's the Lord and King. And he's the bridegroom. And it's just like this. Even in the Old Testament, if you look at, I think it was Hosea, where God commanded him to marry a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And he used that as an understanding of Israel. I've been faithful to you. I've given my 100%, but you have not followed your end of the bargain.
Right.
And Hosea had to go back. When his wife was unfaithful and went back to prostitution, he went back and bought her back.
Yeah.
And still loved her and still. But that was a picture. And so Ephesians 6 verses 1 to 4.
Where at?
Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians 6.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1 through 4.
Verses 1 through 4, yes.
Okay.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, and I've been like I said, I've been reading this that book on Set Your Family Free. A lot of, you know, one aspect of this is in Amplified Classic Version, it says, don't exasperate your children unto resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say things like, I wish I aborted you, or it'll never amount to anything, mm-hmm. or when maybe even when you embarrass your kids, and if y'all would like, you can help add to this meaning on this, on provoking your children to anger. But it's like, in abuse, child abuse can cause resentment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the message for couples today is, if you have problems, this doesn't have to be, let me just say it this way, if you're single, those online, you need to go ahead and get inner healing and deliverance now. Deal with whatever you need to deal with now with the Lord. And then when you get married, do your due diligence and make sure that, you know, you're not carrying baggage into the marriage, if you will. Because that's going to help. And I'm just bringing a different perspective than a traditional perspective would have been brought. Just to help. But our final scripture is it going good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Our final scripture is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Before I read that, does anyone have any comments or any input you'd like to add?
No, I think you've done a real good job.
Yes. It says, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment, merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted God also devoted themselves, or adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid of any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them that understand, with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And in preparation tonight, I actually told the Lord, I said, in the natural, I said, I'm not qualified to preach this. I said, I'm going to need your wisdom. I'm going to, just like King Solomon did. But I want to give you a word of just something I've heard when I would listen about marriage. You got to have open communications. You got to, first and foremost, you got to have Christ at the center. And open communications, I believe prayer, maybe a prayer time. What do y'all think? Is this good?
No,
that's good.
Okay.
Good.
You're doing good.
Without being married and stuff, I wanted to ask your opinion, your advice. But, you know, just good communications. Make sure that if something, also good communication with your kids too, without belaboring it. Father, I just thank you for this message. Lord, I thank you. You came through tonight and gave me wisdom, gave me understanding of what I am to speak. Father God, I ask that you would seal this word, that you would take this to the churches, Father, that you would help us to obey it, follow it. Father, help. I come against lies that say we should only stay within the church, try to figure out the marriage. Father, I just thank you that you're going to help people to seek deliverance when needed, but to seek counseling, professional help when needed. And that this lie of the enemy is broken off of the church officially in Jesus' name, and people are not going to be afraid to go to counseling anymore. That old thinking against it is broken now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast and over the whole church. And I declare, Lord Jesus, your word and your rule prevails in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, everyone. I didn't realize this, but we are actually recording this the day before Valentine's Day. And so I want to wish you an early happy Valentine's Day. And also, if you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Also, you can go to boblarson.org. They have a store there. And if you'd like to get a copy of that book I was mentioned in the sermon, it's called Set Your Family Free, and you can get it at their store, and also you can get it at other bookstores. And that will give you more information about what we talked about tonight. And also, if you would like to get deliverance, you can go on the boblarson.org site that I mentioned. You can hit Need Help. I think it's a button. And it gives you the different encounters. And there's even a marriage encounter there. There's different sessions for different people. So, you know, just whatever you need. I'm at different needs. And tomorrow night, Dr. Bob Larson will also be doing a live stream if you're interested in joining us in watching that live stream. But also other places you can go and get deliverance will be, are at justind.com. Again, that's justind, JUSTIND.com. And there's a book new appointment button, and that's where you can get deliverance. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at kingdomadvancement252@gmail.com. KINGDOMADVANCEMENT252@gmail.com. You can also write to us at Preach Unto Them Jesus, Old Putt J, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73013. Again, that's Putt J, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73013. You can also go to Storm Ministries, STORMMINISTRIES.com, and go to the contact link. There's another place you can contact us. And for more on spiritual warfare, you can, I mentioned the justindy.com previously. They've also got a podcast called the Blind Exorcist Podcast. And so, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts, as well as you can ask your Amazon or your Alexa or Google Home devices to play the Blind Exorcist Podcast. So, thank you all very much for listening. And God bless.